can turn the world on with a smile. You can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. What a secret, and you should know it. Each glance and every little movement you show it.
Love is all around.
No need to fake it.
You can never count.
Why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all. How will you make it on your own? This world is awfully big.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatih. I'm 11 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. Excited to reunite with Fatih after a bit of a hiatus. Happy New Year, Fatih.
Happy New Year.
Excited to hear what you have to share today. I know you have some poems, and I have some poems to share today, too. So I figured we'd have a poetry radio broadcast this week. Share some different nice poems that are youth-friendly. We're going to get started with Fatih. So what did you want to share?
I have two poems I want to share. One is called Christmas Joys. Evergreen bots that fill our homes with fragrant Christmas scents, hearts filled with the loving glow that Christmas represents. Christmas cookies, turkey stuffed, festive holly berry, little faces bright with joy, loved ones being merry, party songs and gifts. Silver bells that tinkle, Christmas trees and ornaments, colorful lights that tinkle, relatives waiting with open arms to smile and hug and kiss us. These are some of the special joys that come along with Christmas.
It's a lovely poem. Do you have a favorite thing about Christmas that listed a lot of the joys of the Christmas holiday?
Like two main things. Like when you go to certain places, like you'd see lights hanged up on buildings, and when you drive there or walk there, it's like very pretty to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really nice. I think especially in the winter when it's so much darker here in our area, that it's nice to have some twinkly lights up, kind of brighten up the night. Makes you feel a little warmer, even if it's not actually producing heat. I really like being with family over Christmas. And I really like the decorations as well. But yeah, spending time with family is the best part for me of the holiday. Because I don't live with my mom or my sister or my niece and nephew. So it's nice to see them. And my brother-in-law too. And we play lots of games. That's fun. But anyways, I said, what's one thing? And then I said like 10. I'm cheating. But thank you for sharing that poem. That was nice. And then I think you have another sort of seasonal poem as well.
Yes. It's called Happy New Year. As the world celebrates with fireworks and cakes, I'm standing here alone, far away from home, with nothing but a suitcase and memories. As the stars surround me like water, I raise my hands in full surrender to God, my reminder. Lord, this year is far from ordinary. I've never seen such an extraordinary people, places, and things, amazing human beings, searching for purpose just like me. Looking around, I wonder, since a year is chasing thunder, booming suddenly, then vanishing instantly, why waste time uselessly? The old year came and went. I hope your time was wisely spent on helping others, working hard so that many people maybe guard your lifetime as truly great, and not just because of faith. So learn this lesson, but not from me. Try it yourself, and you will see. Making a difference starts with one step, with one foot, and then the next. So walk right now into the light and find yourself shining bright. Don't worry what people think, because right now you're on the brink of showing others what is true. Happy New Year from me to you.
That's nice. I like the message of being helpful to others as like a goal in life. That's really nice. What drew you to that poem?
Two things. That one, it's like about a holiday, and then it also has like a message to say.
And you found these online?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you specifically go looking for Christmas and a New Year's poem, or did you just stumble upon them?
Sometimes I look for them specifically, and then sometimes I just stumble upon them.
Oh, they're lovely. Thank you for sharing them. I am going to share some poems as well. I haven't completed a new book since the last radio show with Jada, where I caught up on all of my recent reading. So I need to get some reading done this week so that I have something new to share. But I have a stack of poems, a literal stack, that is from A Poem in Your Pocket for Young Poets, a collection of poems that are designed to be sort of pulled out of the book in like good pocket size. So you can like fold them up and put them in your pocket and then share them on Poem in Your Pocket Day, which is in April each year during National Poetry Month. And so I'm just going to read some of these at random. They're all very good and different and interesting. So they might not be as seasonally appropriate as Fatia's were, but I think they'll still be very nice. So this one is called The Little Girl, and it says a Shimmian lullaby. The little girl will pick wild roses. That is why she was born. The little girl will dig wild rice with her fingers. That is why she was born. She will gather sap of pitch pine trees in the spring. She will pick strawberries and blueberries. That is why she was born. She will pick soapberries and elderberries. She will pick wild roses. That is why she was born. So that was translated by Carl Carey after Marius Barbeau. I like the simplicity of that poem. I don't know. It has a nice little sense of place and person. Next up, I'm going to read Why Animals Stay Away by Alberto Rios. An owl landed in a tree next to the house and spoke to me in its language, which is comforting, like the second language of mothers who are divorced and have children. I called back to the owl using its human name, but it did not come. I called it Carlos, but nothing. I tried to speak its language, but I could not. This distance in between us was a third animal. I've always liked that poem. As someone that loves animals and loves trying to communicate with them, but recognizes the barriers there. It's interesting. I also like that he tries to call the bird Carlos. The bird's like, I don't know. Let's see. How about Skyscrapers by Rachel Field? Do skyscrapers ever grow tired of holding themselves up high? Do they ever shiver on frosty nights with their tops against the sky? Do they feel lonely sometimes because they have grown so tall? Do they ever wish they could just lie down and never get up at all? So you can see how these would all fit in your pocket, right? Here's a really short one. This one is called Why Some People Be Mad at Me Sometimes by Lucille Clifton. They ask me to remember, but they want me to remember their memories, and I keep on remembering mine. Like that. Here's The Bean Eaters by Gwendolyn Brooks. They eat beans mostly, this old yellow pair. Dinner is a casual affair. Plain chipware on a plain and creaking wood, tin flatware. Two who are mostly good, two who have lived their day, but keep on putting on their clothes and putting things away. And remembering with twinklings and twinges as they lean over the beans in their rented back room that is full of beads and receipts and dolls and cloths, tobacco, crumbs, vases, and fringes. That one I've always liked as well, for just like the how much of a visual I get from it, from such a short poem. I pick one from the middle. Oh, I picked one that I love at random. This is called They Loved Paper Clips by Lisa Giorno. They loved harmony. They loved anthills. They loved food and cookies and harpoons. They loved the sound of laces of the shoes and snow. They loved the snow on Thursdays and the rain. And when they met, they loved that too. And igloos and the trees and things to mail and chlorine. And they loved the towels for the beach and hot dogs and the pool. And also, when the wind rose up, they loved the ceiling and the tide, and then they loved the sky. I've read that poem on the radio a gazillion times, and I didn't do it this time, but I often try to read it in one breath, and it's really fun. But I did not feel like doing it today. But I like that, just like long list of things that are loved with no punctuation or anything, just a long, long blob of words about things that were loved. Let's see about this one. This is There Is Rain in Me. This is by D.H. Lawrence. There is rain in me, running down, trickling away from memory. There is ocean in me, swaying, swaying, oh, so deep, so fathomlessly black, and spurting suddenly up, snow white like snow leopards, rearing high and clawing with rage at the cliffs of the soul, then disappearing back with a hiss of eternal salt rage. Angry is old ocean within a man. One thing I love about this collection is that there are so many different poems or poets from different backgrounds with different styles of writing, different like time periods that they were alive. And there's a range of categories of what they're about. And I think in the when you have the book as in its original form, there's some somewhat categories that they're arranged by. But at this point, I just have a big pile of poems that gets all mixed up. So it's not quite as organized as it once was, but I like it that way. So here, I'll read a couple more. This one is called How Poetry Comes to Me by Gary Snyder. It comes blundering over the boulders at night. It stays frightened outside the range of my campfire. I go to meet it at the edge of the light. Here, we'll check this one too. This one is I Ask My Mother to Sing by Lee Young Lee. She begins and my grandmother joins her. Mother and daughter sing like young girls. If my father were alive, he would play his accordion and sway like a boat. I've never been to Peking or the Summer Palace, nor stood on the great stone boat to watch the rain begin on Kuanming Lake, the picnickers running away in the grass. But I love to hear it sung. How the water lilies fill with rain until they overturn, spilling water into water, then rock back and fill with more. Both women have begun to cry, but neither stops her song. I really love that one. I think I like the different generations represented and the memories and the what I assume is like an immigrant or diaspora experience of like the young person listening to them sing about the place that they're from. Having a sense of it, even though they haven't been there, just from the songs that they sing. Let's see. I'll read two more. Okay. So this one is The Mind Dances by Lawrence Ferlinghetti. The mind dances when the body lets it. And when the body cannot, the mind dances within. But sometimes they move together and together sway and fly together and dance and sing. And then it is indeed an enchanting thing. Beautiful. And this last one, I believe this, I can't remember if this is, I think this is not the full poem. I think this is like a edited down version of the poem. Oh yeah, because it says from She Had Some Horses. So Joy Harjo is one of my favorite poets, wrote a poem called She Had Some Horses. And this is like a section of that poem, because otherwise it would be hard to fit in your pocket. And it might be less youth friendly too. She had some horses. She had horses who were bodies of sand. She had horses who were maps drawn of blood. She had horses who were skins of ocean water. She had horses who were the blue air of sky. She had horses who were fur and teeth. He had horses who were quay and would break. She had horses who were splintered red quiff. She had some horses. She had horses who danced in their mother's arms. She had horses who thought they were the sun and their bodies shone and burned like stars. She had horses who waltzed nightly on the moon. She had horses who were much too shy and kept quiet in stalls of their own making. She had some horses. She had horses who called themselves horse. She had horses who called themselves spirit and kept their voices secret and to themselves. She had horses who had no names. She had horses who had books of names. She had some horses. She had some horses she loved. She had some horses she hated. These were the same horses. And I've always loved that poem. There are a lot of her poems that I truly love, but that's definitely a favorite. There you go. There's a whole handful of poems for the day. Hope everyone out there listening enjoyed both Fatia's poems and my poems. You can find lots of poems online, in the library, in books at your favorite bookstore, at poetry readings. But yeah, before we go for the day, I want to let our listeners know about a weekend activity here in Hudson, or technically in Greenport. The Hudson Area Library is collaborating with Story Screen Cinema on a free screening of Paddington 2, and it's going to be at Story Screen Fairview in Greenport, New York, on Sunday, January 12th at 12 p.m., and the doors will open at 11:30, so you can get there early, and there is a registration online, so definitely go to hudsonarealibrary.org to find out more details about how to register if you're interested. All ages are welcome. And there's also going to be some like raffle giveaways and other fun surprises at the event. So hope to see some people there. Again, you can go to hudsonarealibrary.org to learn more. You can also find out more about our other free programs and events there and our resources. So check it out. HudsonAreaLibrary.org. But we're going to say goodbye for today. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading.
Thank you.
it's up to you to be like nobody.
Like nobody.
And you ain't got nothing but time.
Time, and it ain't got nothing on you.